This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Fathers of Invention, an American story of family, faith, and innovation by Andrew Pansini, is the story of the Pansini family that sets an historic example of the power of imagination. From the development of the first paid parking facilities in the early 20th century that started with a nickel, to key technical innovations that drove growth of the swimming pool and aquatics industry, Andrew's account of his father's and grandfather's history is as far-reaching as it is personal. A fascinating book that captures the entrepreneurial spirit and vision of an all-American family dynasty. Andrew Pansini, author of Fathers of Invention, joins us on today's This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. That's 800-313-7757.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Witness the American Dream in The Fathers of Invention by Andrew A. Pansini is a riveting tale of family, faith, and the power of inventive minds. Andrew A. Pansini's grandfather founded the first parking lot in the world in 1917 and started Savoy Corporation. His father invented the world's first automatic swimming pool cleaner and founded Chandy Industries in 1957. Andrew is CEO of Savoy Corporation and past CEO of Chandy Industries. Andrew A. Pansini, author of Fathers of Invention, an American story of family, faith, and innovation, is our guest on This Week in America. Andrew, welcome to the program. Delightful to have you with us today.
Good morning, Rick. Glad to be here.
What an amazing story of you, your father, your grandfather told in Fathers of Invention. Let's start about the main story of the book, Fathers of Invention. This really is an all-American family dynasty. Tell us a little bit about the family story.
Yes, I'm excited to do that. You know, Henry Ford and Steve Jobs are household names because they founded very innovative companies. My grandfather and my father, both named Andrew Pansini, are not names that are not well known, but they've equally started very innovative and successful companies. My grandfather, immigrant from Italy, and at the age of 16 through Ellis Island, ended up landing in Los Angeles. In 1917, he founded the first parking lot in the world in front of the Biltmore Hotel. He saw a man hobbled park his car in front of the hotel and noticed that the guy flipped him a dime to watch his car. And that's when he got his innovative idea about parking a car off street. And at the time, there was only 93,000 cars in Los Angeles. So nobody was thinking about what are you going to do about all these cars and how to park them. And so that was the start of Savoy Corporation, which is the first family business. And then my dad, he moved to San Francisco in 1942 to open up Union Square Garage for Savoy. And he was an engineer at heart, and he had his own inventive mind. And when he built a swimming pool in 1957 in Marin County, he actually developed the world's first automatic swimming pool cleaner, which is more popularly known as the name of Pool Sweep, which was part of his company at one point. And he's founded Jandy Industries, and that company made it for about 40, 50 years until it sold to Teledyne Waterpik. But both of these companies were very successful in their own industries. Savoy lasted for over 107 years, and it's been really a great ride.
On our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll see, Andrew, as we're talking, the interview will be there. You'll also see several pictures in the background flipping through his grandfather at Union Square Garage in the 1940s, his dad working at the Jandy Warehouse in one of Savoy's first parking lots in Los Angeles. Some of the pictures from the book you'll see in the background on the video. Just go to YouTube and Google us, or go to thisweekinamerica.us, go to videos, and you'll be able to pull it up and take a look at it. Andrew, what was it that made you decide to write the book? You're passionate about your family, what all they've done, the contribution they've made to the U.S. economy. What was it that made you decide to write this book?
That's a good question. My aunt wrote a book called It Started with a Nickel, which she wrote this book back in the 1990s. And it was about the early years of the family business. She did a lot of investigation about my grandfather and, you know, and growing up and everything else and in the early days of Savoy. And she really inspired me that this story is a story that needed to be told and shared. Originally, it was designed to just be a family memoir to be shared to the grandkids. But she always was going to write the second part of the story, which is the story of my dad and the story of Jandy. And so she passed away about 15 years ago, and that story was never written. So my wife is the one that pushed me and says, you got to write the story. You got to tell it. And so that's what motivated me to write this book.
The book is Fathers of Invention, An American Story of Faith, Family, and Innovation by Andrew A. Pansini. The book really goes into detail. It gives you great information on his grandfather, on his father, and what Andrew has been able to do as well. Andrew, tell us a little bit about yourself, your career, how you got started in the family business. It's always interesting to talk to somebody like you in the family business, the expectations, the responsibility that you have. Talk about your background and where you are today.
Yeah, you know, family businesses are interesting in how they get started and how family members actually get involved in the business. When Savoy was operating Union Square Garage in San Francisco, my dad used to take me into the office when I was about 12 years old. I was paid 30 cents an hour to count parking tickets. And while I was in high school, I was parking cars and working at the gas pumps at Union Square Garage before I even had a driver's license. And it was just kind of like, basically, I grew up in the family business. My dad believed that you had to work hard and you had to earn your position in the company. It wasn't something that was automatically given to you. So I went to college, graduated from the University of San Francisco. I got a degree in economics and a minor in accounting. I've been CEO of both of these family businesses. Savoy lasted for three generations, for over 107 years. And I not only ran the family business, but along the way, both of my grandfather and my father taught me the importance about community. And so I got involved in volunteer work in our community early on. And for over 25 years, I was involved in our local Little League program, from being a coach to being the president of the league. But I also got very involved volunteering with an organization named Sutter Health, which is a $10 billion healthcare system here in California. I volunteered for many different companies, including I was president or chairman of the board of Sutter Health. And today, 30 days later, I'm still a board member of that organization. And I'm also on the board of a home spice company named Morton & Bessette. So I continue to be involved today. I live in Marin County. I've been married for 50 years to my wife, Pam. We have two great children and five grandchildren, enjoying that journey all the way along. All in all, you know, it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed the journey, and it's been really a very rewarding experience for me.
You mentioned something that's so important there and oftentimes overlooked, and that's the role of community and giving back. Successful companies, and you've been very successful from a financial standpoint, successful from what you've contributed to the community as well. Talk about that just a second longer, why that's so important to give back and the feeling of accomplishment. You provide decent paying jobs, nice paying jobs for people in the community. You give back. Talk about the role of giving back.
You know, being a family business, you're hiring people from the local community, and you do get involved in the community, not only with your own family, but with all the people that are working for the organization. And we just always believed that one of our core values was we wanted to kind of give back. Back in the early 90s, our executive vice president of the company had some unusual aneurysm in his spine. He ended up in the hospital in the middle of the night. It was our local emergency room of one of the Sutter hospitals. And the decision that doctor made that night to send him to UCSF in San Francisco, let him walk back to work 30 days later. And that was kind of when my light went on and said, you know, I've got to get involved and help this community the best way I can. And that's why I got involved with our local hospital. And low did I know that that would be a 30-year deal of still being involved and helping out the community today.
What an inspirational story. Our guest on the program is Andrew Pansini. His website is A Pansini. Pansini is PANSINI.com. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. One of the trademarks, hallmarks of the Pansini family, your grandfather, your father, and you, is this balance between professional life and personal life. How important has that been to the success of three generations of your family?
You know, it is, and each generation of the family is different in how they get involved in community. Sometimes you need to be involved in the community because it's important to your business to be successful. For example, on the Savoy side, that was a company that was parking cars locally, so you were involved in the community. On the Jandy side, we were a worldwide company, and so it wasn't the local involvement that we needed to be successful with the company. It was more of, you know, extending the values of what we believed as being the owners and operators of this business and what we had to do.
Maintaining a strong family life has been something else passed down from your grandfather to father to yourself. How important is that to strike that balance when you're an entrepreneur, when you are running a business? There are ups and downs, the hills and the valleys. Sometimes it's difficult to put that boundary in there between your private life and your private life and your public life. How important has that been to have that strong family there?
You know, it's you use the word balance, and the balance is really the key. And my family, we had seven children. Most of those, most of us were involved in the family business at one time or another, either my siblings or their spouses. And when you have a family business and you have a family dinner, business tends to be part of the conversation.
Yes.
We were very good as a family about separating the business part of it from the family part of it. And this was also driven by my parents and how they were conducting everything. that they would put their hang their hat when they got home from the company, and they would put their family hat on and operate it that way. I, of course, did the same thing in my life. Is I did everything I could to make sure we separated the business from the family side of it. And the key there is you have to find the balance that works for you and your family.
With us on the program, Andrew A. Pansini. The book is Fathers of Invention, subtitle An American Story of Family, Faith, and Innovation. Let's take the faith part of that. How important was that to your grandfather, to your father, and yourself in getting through this period of establishing and maintaining these corporations?
Yeah, you know, the what happened there is that my uncle, Father David Pansini, when he was a young boy coming out of grade school, he decided he wanted to become a Catholic priest. And so he ended up, my grandparents were very, they were Catholic and they were very good followers of the faith. And so they supported my uncle from becoming a Catholic priest. He had to travel back to the East Coast. And my grandparents were such a big believer of this that they didn't think that it was the right thing for young men to have to travel back east to become a priest. So they actually donated their ranch in Montebello to the Vincentian Order so they could build a seminary on the West Coast. Both my brother and I attended the seminary when we were very young, thinking we wanted to be a Catholic priest. I grew up surrounded by priests at the beach house my parents had down in Montebello. So the faith of the Catholic, you know, beliefs and just the religion beliefs were part of us growing up. And that was part of this whole thing of the value about giving back to the community and being involved in that. There's just a lot of people are involved, things are involved in the success of a company. It's not just the employees, but it's also what you believe and what you do in your life. So faith has always been a big part of it.
More with our guest, Andrew Pansini, author of Fathers of Invention, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. That's 800-313-7757. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. That's 800-915-9058.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Now more on This Week in America with Andrew Pansini, author of Fathers of Invention, an American story of faith, family, and innovation. Fathers of Invention, let's talk about invention. Creative minds, obviously your grandfather, your father, yourself, in carrying on the family tradition. How important is that to have the wisdom, the foresight? How do you develop that? How did your grandfather and father strike out? They had ideas that other people probably saw, walked past every day, thought about, didn't do anything about it. These two gentlemen did. Talk about the role of invention and seeing ahead and maybe even risk-taking in the beginning.
You know, it's a tough question because it's an individual thing. My
yes.
grandfather, he had this idea about off-street parking. When he landed in L.A., he only had a nickel in his pocket. And he didn't have the money to be able to promote this idea, but he had a vision. And he really believed that this was a way to do it. And he was a risk taker. So he followed that dream that he had and started this business. And it became very successful. And he made it through the Great Recession, the Depression of the 1920s and all the earthquakes. My dad was an inventor. And he ended up having over 40 patents during his lifetime. And he lived his whole life inventing different products. So this was the second generation of the family who was an inventor. Once again, he was never afraid to take a risk. He was afraid to lose. He wasn't afraid if he lost everything because he followed his vision and his dream. And that, of course, instilled in all the employees of the company. Then you come along to the third generation. My brother and I were both very involved in the business, and he was the risk taker. He was the one that wanted to take the risk taking. I was the conservative guy. I was more like my mom. So I provided more of a balance to the inventive thinking with the conservative way of thinking. I didn't have the inventive ideas that my father had in the mind for that. But if you're an inventor, you've got to follow those dreams and you got to believe in it. And you got to be patient. You have to have the endurance to get through it. And both my grandfather and my father had that.
I'm sure along the way there were failures. There were hits and misses, maybe even self-doubt that crept into their minds as they were trying to build these companies. How did they get through those periods and had the wisdom to stay the belief in what they were doing to keep going forward?
Both companies had very difficult times. After the Great Depression, Savoy actually had to file bankruptcy in the mid-1930s. And after the Long Beach earthquake, people were afraid to drive their cars down to downtown Los Angeles. My grandfather never gave up. And my grandmother was a very strong person behind my grandfather that allowed him to continue to move forward. He just fought his way back. He believed that this thing was going to make it, and he never gave up. My dad, if you're an inventor, you know, I'm going to say 95% of all products that are developed never hit the market. My dad believed that he had a vision that his products were going to be successful, and he had very strong endurance. He never let failure get in the way of him. He kept finding the way to fight back. You know, we had hyperinflation back in the 80s, and then we had the Great Recession in 2008. it almost put our company back into bankruptcy. We just kept fighting our way through it. We believed in what we were doing, and we were not going to give up.
What, in running the corporation now, what challenges do you have in running a business in 2024? A different set of circumstances, I'm sure, than what your grandfather and father went through, a whole different time. You've got social media. It's a worldwide, you know, the global economy now. What are some of the challenges that you face in running a company in 2024?
Well, today, our company has actually transitioned out of being an operating company. We made the decision as a family, the third generation, which, you know, the first couple generations, there weren't as many people involved. But as you get down to the third generation, we had multiple families involved in the business. And after the Great Recession of 2008, we had a lot of assets and commercial real estate in the Bay Area. We decided that our role is to create value for the family. And the best way to create that value was to liquidate our operating company and convert it into investment portfolios and provide income to the family. So what we ended up doing getting to 2024 is we transitioned the operating company into more of a company of a whole bunch of family trust. And the key to that is we still provide the benefit to the family today, and that will continue through the fourth generation.
So flexibility is a key word, and staying up with the trends, a far different business atmosphere than what your father and grandfather went through. Andrew A. Pansina, that's P-A-N-S-I-N-A, is our guest on the program, author of Fathers of Invention, An American Story of Family, Faith, and Innovation. You'll find the book wherever books are sold. We've got an Amazon link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The time is going by so quickly, so much to talk about. You've written another book as well. The book is Coaching for Life. And you certainly have seen you've observed coaching, you've done coaching yourself. Tell me a little bit about that book.
You know, I wrote that book totally different than the other book I wrote about the family businesses. Coaching for Life is about the fact that I wanted to share with everybody is comes back to your being involved in the community. Everything we do in our life is a learning experience, be it from education or working with employees or being a parent or being a coach on a little league field. We are all learning something. We are experiencing things. And I believe that one of our roles is sharing that knowledge with other people. We are basically, every day of our life, we are coaching. We're coaching our children how to live their lives. We're coaching if we're in a classroom and we're coaching our students. If we're in the work environment, we're coaching fellow employees how to do their job. And what I try to do in this book is highlight that basically everything we do in our life, we are playing the role of a coach for others.
And the name of that book is Coaching for Life. You'll find that, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. What do you hope the takeaway is? As people read the story of your family, the book is Fathers of Invention. It's a compelling story. You'll see the pictures. It'll take you back in time. You'll see what went into the minds, the implementations of the visionary ideas of these men in the family, the father, the grandfather, and now Andrew. What do you hope the takeaway is? When they put the book down, what do you hope the motivation is, the message that stays with the reader?
The American dream of a family business, most people don't realize how important a family business is with our whole economy. The 2/3 of the gross domestic product is accounted for by family businesses. About 3/4 of all new jobs created in our country are created by family businesses. And I think that this book demonstrates that no matter who you are or what your background is, if you have an idea, if you've got an inventive mind, or if you want to start something new, with hard work and endurance and a little vision and creativity, you can create a successful family business. And it is an incredible experience to go through.
Fathers of Invention, an American story of family, faith, and innovation. Information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, Andrew's website, apancini.com.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.